people to actually show up.
I haven't heard anyone else beside the committee that's going to be on, but I suspect, because I did send it to the industry group, so it's always possible.
So, Bob, most of the other TCEQ people on that list are there to support us when we're in the agenda room and using that technology, okay. So they probably won't.
Okay. All right. And I don't ask anyone to acknowledge that they're on the line, except for committee members. Or if they want to speak, of course, they introduce themselves.
Greg Max was on the line.
Hello, Greg. I'll call the roll in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Hey, Bob. This is Chris with Phillips 66.
Hey, Chris. Glad you could join.
Hey, Bob. Brian Shaw with Shaw Engineering.
Hey.
Good morning, Charles.
Charles. By the way, anyone who is on, you're welcome to announce yourself, but I'll only ask members of the committee to acknowledge they're on when I call the roll.
Herman Rogers with Harris County Pollution Control.
Hey, great. Does it look like we have a quorum on? I'm asking TCEQ staff.
I count 7.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started, and they can, if anyone's late, we'll continue. All right, I'm showing it's 10:02. We'll now call to order a meeting of the TCEQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. My name is Bob Adair, chair of the committee. And we'll now call to order and recognize the committee members who are present. And I will call the names in alphabetical order by last name. So when you hear your name, please indicate you're here. Charles Allred. I thought I heard him on. Lloyd Graham. Adam Haynes. Justin Highland.
Here.
Good. Hugh Landrum.
Here.
Martha Landwehr.
Here.
Bill Longley.
Here.
Greg Maxson.
Here.
Mike Nancy. Cyrus Reed.
Here.
Good. I'm doing a quick count. Yes, I see that we do have a quorum. Not that we're planning.
What about me, Bob? This is Michelle Carter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Michelle. Thank you.
Shame on you, Bob.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we will go to the next item is just a policy for public comments. And for those of you that are on the line, if you haven't been on before, we do consider public comments, and we welcome your comments. So I don't anticipate this to be a long meeting, but I will pause at times, especially with a virtual meeting, to give ample opportunity for those on the line that may want to speak. So I'll go to general comments now before we get started on the main agendas items. And I'll say congratulations to, there were 6 members reappointed in December to the advisory committee. And the 4-year term to expire December 31st, 2027. And those are Lloyd Graham, Adam Haynes, Justin Highland, Greg Maxson, Mike Nassy, and Cyrus Reed. Also in January, I'll just let everyone, I think everyone on the committee knows, but for the public, Roland Bieber resigned from the committee. He expressed appreciation to the committee members and TCEQ staff and his enjoyment of his time on the committee. And I'll say a little more about Roland. He has been on the committee since it began in 2010. So a lot of water under the bridge, and we've disagreed at times, but we have We have respect for each other, and we have certainly appreciated that. He will be missed for his knowledge and as a person, as a friend. We will miss Roland, but I suspect we'll be hearing from him occasionally. Any other general comments from the committee before we go to the next item? Okay.
So, Bob, this is Elizabeth Sartain with the TCEQ. I'm not with the committee, I'm with TCEQ, but I did want to just let folks know that we have a new executive director at TCEQ, Kelly Keel. She was serving as interim director for several months, and she was appointed as, I guess, the permanent executive director in December. And then a couple of weeks ago, we got a new commissioner. Emily Lindley was previously a commissioner, and she's left that position. The new person is Katarita Gonzalez, and I have not had a chance to meet her yet, but looking forward to it. So I just wanted to make the committee aware.
Has she already been sworn in? Is she already serving? I saw the announcement. I don't know if she'd already been sworn in.
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I didn't get a chance to watch agenda yesterday. I had a conflict.
Yes, she has.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you for that update. Any other comments, general comments? All right, item on the two of the agenda is, as all of you know, that our committee bylaws require an annual election. So, as I say every year, I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm not running for office. Not that this is an office. I just use that as a general term, but I'm available to continue to serve. So I'll just leave that as it is, and I will open it for any discussion for anybody on the committee.
Bob, I'll just say, I think you've done a fabulous job, and I would love to see you continue as chair. This is Martha Lamer.
Okay. Do we have any nominations?
This is Greg Maxim. I nominate you to continue.
Hugh Landrum, I second that.
Thank you. Any discussion before a vote? All right, for the record, Bob Adair has been nominated to again chair the 2024 committee. And those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. And I just noticed I mistyped it. It's not the election 2023, it's 2024 advisory committee. Okay. Thank you for that confidence. Go to item number three. All of you have I sent you a copy of a draft annual report from 2023 of the advisory committee. And again, we're required by bylaws to provide this annual report. And as it states at the very beginning of the annual report, the purpose of it is to update commissioners. So do we have any, and before we take any general comments, I want to thank Charles Allred, because he pointed out to me that there was a couple of TCEQ links that were old, and I appreciate him going through all of those. There weren't a lot, but he went through the links, and you'll find a couple of bad ones. So those have been corrected, and I appreciate that, Charles. Any other comments, suggested revisions? All right, do we have a motion to approve it, unless we have additional discussions?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it then.
I heard several voices, so who is the motion?
It sounds like that was me, Bob. This is Bill Longley.
Okay. I'm a little late. I was just reading it. I was just wondering, in the do we want to put in we had a reference to pieces of legislation that were pending. Do we need to put in something just stating that that they didn't, I believe neither of those bills passed. Is that true?
Yes, they did. That's my understanding, but I'll let TCQ staff answer.
I believe that's correct. Would you please point me to where that is in the report so I can just confirm?
It's on page 5. I was just thinking maybe like in the footnote we could add something like you know, neither bill ended up, you know, being approved by the legislature or something, just to make it clear.
Yes, that's correct. You were
just getting a date on those bills, but they didn't pass. But I think it'd just be good to say in the report they didn't pass, so they don't require any rulemaking or anything.
Good point, Harris. You probably know all of those discussion items, by the way, listed in the annual report are from the minutes of the meetings that we had.
Yeah, so it's not, yeah. We didn't discuss whether they passed or not at that meeting. It was in May, but I just think it'd be good to put in the note either bill passed.
I agree. Any other comments, suggested revisions? Be glad to do that.
Hey, Bob, Lloyd, I hate to interfere, but I did join.
Okay, good. Thank you. Any other comments? All right. Can I get a motion to approve with the amendments as Cyrus has suggested?
I'll make that motion, Bob.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All right. Any discussion before we call a vote? Okay, we have a motion to approve the Advisory Committee 2023 annual report with the exception of amendments of the bills that referenced in there did not pass the legislative process. And those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Go to item number 4 on the agenda. And I've asked TCQ staff if they will give us an update, and anybody else on the committee also, if you have any updates on the new pending EPA rules for methane for oil and gas and other items listed on the agenda.
This is Elizabeth again. I'll just go ahead and go over a few things. For the methane rule for oil and gas, EPA did sign that final rule, but it hasn't published in the Federal Register yet. So we're still reviewing the text of the language or the text of the final rule and evaluating implementation options. I'm sure most of y'all know that any compliance dates or other dates tied to that rule are going to be tied to the publication in the Federal Register of that final rule. So we don't have that yet. For coal combustion residue, I don't have any updates.
I mentioned one thing on that is the railroad commissioners did ask the attorney general to review that rule and potentially challenge it. So basically they adopted an order, a letter asking the attorney general to intervene in that case. Obviously he can't intervene in that case until the rule is actually published. That then begins the deadline to, and I'm not a lawyer, so I might get the words wrong. I'm saying intervene. There's probably a better, some of you lawyers step in and say what the right word is. Basically, we would expect the attorney general, based on the railroad commission's letter, to oppose certain aspects of that rule. That probably means, assuming some version of the rule stands, it probably just delays it will likely lead to a delay in the final implementation of the rule. And I don't know whether the TCQ is also sending a similar letter to the attorney general, because it's really both agencies that would have to implement the rule or not, but I haven't seen anything yet. I haven't seen it come up in the commission meetings. But all to say, expect this rule to be litigated on both sides. Sierra Club will probably, you know, step in support of the rule, but as usually these things work out, but I would expect some delay.
Okay, thank you, Cyrus. The other thing I wanted to mention that was not on the agenda is EPA did finalize a new particulate Matters standard. A couple weeks ago on February 7th, it was revised downward from 12 micrograms per cubic meter to 9 micrograms per cubic meter. We're not entirely sure what that means for the state of Texas, but it could result in additional controls being required.
And wouldn't it, you know, the actual, whether or not certain areas like Travis County or Houston or Dallas are non-attainment or not won't be determined immediately. But doesn't the fact that that standard is lowered mean that new facilities that are asking for permits now with TCEQ would have to then comply with that? You know, they'd have to show that they would meet that lower, that their emissions wouldn't lead to busting through that standard. So I think it would have impacts pretty immediately on certain major sources. They might have to do, you know, more controls than they'd have to do otherwise. That's my understanding. Maybe Martha or somebody else would have.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody on TCEQ wants to answer that, but yes, Cyrus, you're correct. Once that rule is officially in effect, which will be 60 days after publication, any issued permits from that date forward would have to incorporate the new standard.
Yeah, so one thing for this group to consider is, are any kind of controls that, you know, refineries or anyone else who is impacted, cement batch plant, you know, asphalt, you know, anyone who has PM 2.5, whether the pollution control required is already on the list or we would need to add something. My guess is it's already on the list, but I don't really know what the controls are for PM 2.5. So maybe that's something that the industry can look at.
Cyrus, you're saying you're grandfathered in unless you do a rebuild or something of that nature?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I would think it definitely applies to new folks. I don't know if it would apply to existing folks. I think probably not until they come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Bob Gifford, TCEQ, with the stationary resource team, or in addition to Prop 2, my team deals with rules to get areas in the state into attainment with various air quality standards, respecting including PM. That effort will start after the non-attainment areas have been determined, and as previously mentioned, that part's going to take a little while. So in terms of rules, that would be a ways down the road, multiple years at least. I would assume also that non-attainment new source review would be a concern for PM in those new PM non-attainment areas. I'm assuming, honestly, because I hadn't really thought about that before, but if it's a non-attainment area, I think you need non-attainment new source review as a different level of permitting. But PSD permitting elsewhere in the state.
Thanks, Bob. And of course, the point of this question, of this item, is we, when the time comes, the committee will consider possibly additional items that might be eligible for to be added to the tier one list or any other rules that we think we should advise. Any other comments on this item?
Do we know the status of the, I think it's, would it be 111D, the greenhouse gas rule that, you know, we've had several versions of it through the years, starting with Obama, and I know there's a new proposal out there. I don't think it's been finalized, and I know it'll be challenged in court. But that's the one that says any power plants need to meet certain standards, and there are, you know, various dates to comply. But it would require even some of the existing power plants to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, either with new pollution control or by converting to, you know, hydrogen or adding carbon capture or whatever. And so I think, I'm sure that will be litigated heavily, but I didn't know if there was any update on whether it had been finalized or not. I know there's a proposal last year.
This is Elizabeth again. I am not sure on the status of that. I can check with our folks who track that and get back with you.
Thank you. Likewise for me. Nothing happening right now that I know about.
All right, good. Any other?
And I'm sorry, one more update. We know the Supreme Court, there was a new version that was approved at EPA for the what they call the Good Neighbor Rule. I think it has a more technical title as well. I call it the Good Neighbor Rule because I can't remember the other title. Whatever. That is being considered by the Supreme Court. So Supreme Court is deciding, does EPA did EPA overstep their authority or not in implementing a rule designed to prevent ozone from going across state boundaries, basically. So that one's at the Supreme Court. So we'll see what they rule.
Okay. Any other comments? And I'll pause also for anybody that's not on the committee to comment. We welcome comments. All right, we'll go to item number 5, which is just other, any old business we need to bring before the committee. Any new business? I have one small new business, and it's just so the public will know that the remaining 2024 quarterly meeting dates of this committee have been posted on TCU's website. It's May 20th, August 16th, and November the 5th. And as I've been told by TCQ, that the agenda room is not available for the May and August meetings. We will be meeting, Building F or some other. Anyway, we will post where that will be, but it will not be in the agenda room. And as of now, since we're having this virtual meeting, I certainly would prefer to have an in-person meeting next time, if for no other reason, so the public can have the availability to come speak to us in person. Any other comments on that issue? Or if I misspoke, TCQ staff, feel free to correct me.
Yeah, Building F is correct, Bob, and we'll post the room information on the website and make sure you get it for the agenda also.
Okay, great. As usual, we will also, when we meet in person, we also have the option for Teams and call-in, so we anticipate that there will be an option also. So any less other comments from the public? I'm getting a long pause because some people are sometimes hesitant, and I understand that. So, all right. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Cyrus, motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I think I heard Greg first, but I'm not sure of that. TCQ staff can straighten that out, I guess, during the minutes. But anyway, we have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. We are adjourned. Thank you, and we will talk soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a good day, Bob. Bye, everybody.
Thank y'all.